telling anybody what to laugh at.
It was
you're damn sure ain't gonna tell me what to laugh at.
It felt awkward to me.
Without question.
It's kind of like cringeworthy.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right. We got transition coming up with the boys.
Politically correct Sally somewhere here.
Yeah. You know what people use politically correct?
Now we're women.
The people who use the term.
My bad.
The people who use the term political correctness are the same people who want to use a lot of things that you can't say that you could say 20, 30 years ago without impunity. Those are the people who use politically correct.
Well, you know, that's me.
Whenever I hear that, I often cringe, much like I cringed just now when Kawasaki was at the mic.
I got you. Speaking of cringing, let's do transition coming up next.
Let's do it, a full 8 minutes worth.
And with Boars and Birds too, on the score.
We're the new radio home of the Cubs.
Here's the payoff.
Swing and a miss, Cubs win.
Listen to every Cubs game right here.
What a finish at Wrigley.
Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom. Objection! You can't show my clients' rates to your customers! We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier. Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law! New, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest. Uh-oh, I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Going on now. Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors, buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha synths and keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right, get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, 2 self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Now,
broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! The Scoreboard Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Cats host Nebraska this Sunday. Tickets at NUSports.com. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported this morning that the Bears and Martellus Bennett's agent are working together to trade the tight end. Bears chairman George McCaskey joined Mully and David Haugh this morning. And in addition to saying he'll leave the personnel decisions to GM Ryan Pace, McCaskey talked about the possibility of the Bears appearing on Hard Knocks.
I haven't seen a lot of it, but the shows that I did see, and I can't remember which team they were featuring at the time. I was, and I'm no prude. I mean, I grew up around locker rooms. I've heard all kinds of language. I was shocked at the language. Yeah. And there's an intrusive element. You know, when you're telling a kid that his life's dream has ended, at least as far as your team is concerned, we think that should be a private thing.
Elsewhere in the league, the Colts will reportedly release wide receiver Andre Johnson. To the desert, the Cubs will play their second Cactus League game of the season against the Diamondbacks today. Coach Joe Maddon says the vibe down in Mesa is like 2015 never ended.
I've actually felt that way watching our guys. It's kind of like they're picking up where they left off. A lot of enthusiasm, a lot of desire to be at the ballpark. They like each other. All those factors are still in place. So, yeah, it feels almost like we did pick it up where we left off.
Pierce Johnson is on the mound today for the Northsiders. Jason Hayward will make his Cubs debut. Javi Baez gets a start at first base. Shane Victorino will DH first pitch today at 2:05. White Sox will face the Indians today. They send Jacob Turner to the mound. That one also kicks off today at 2:05. Jimmy Butler sounded optimistic that he'll return to action tomorrow against Houston after practice today. He said his only concern was getting a haircut, so he looked good tomorrow night. Bulls have not confirmed that he'll play just yet. Taj Gibson is day-to-day with a sore hamstring. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Seize the Moment sales event going on now. Boers and Bernstein are back on the road for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. Stop by Dirty Nelly's in Palatine today from 1 to 6 p.m. to see the guys broadcast live. Score some Bud Light giveaways and win tickets to a Chicago sporting event brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro. Julie had her updates all day. Have a great weekend. Mm-hmm. Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski. Great job,
the
man.
The band is back together.
Woo! Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're going to hang out this weekend.
Yeah, we are. Thank you to Kevin Zipak as well. And Brian Gertz, who does the video stream and does it well at Watch670TheScore.com. Guest today, Lionel Hollins, former and maybe future NBA head coach, Lionel Hollins. Eddie Olczyk talked Blackhawks and hair restoration with us. Rich Campbell from the Bears. Len Casper with Rich Campbell from the Trib on the Bears. Len Casper from the Cubs on the Cubs. Dan Hayes from Comcast Sportsnet on the White Sox. On Monday, we will be broadcasting live from Mesa, Arizona.
Looking forward to it.
Also be doing that on Tuesday and on Wednesday. But before that, we go now to the Shift Change brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Chicago Wolves host Milwaukee this Sunday at 3 for Mascot Day and a part of the Amtrak rivalry.
The boys are back out on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. It's live at Dirty Nelly's, 180 North Smith Street in Palatine from 1 to 6, of course, presented by Bud Light. What's up, fellas?
It is the perfect place, one of our favorite spots here on stage at Dirty Nelly's. We have just begun with that year 10 of the Bud Light.
Wow.
Give us your best 8 minutes now before you leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Give us your best 8 minutes you two got.
Hey, listen, I remember I remember the first meeting of the Bud Light or the Budweiser people in that conference room in NBC Tower, and I sat in on that meeting, and I was sitting there looking at all the guys and then Sean and everybody. I'm like,
well, that was Schmitty. That was going back to Jeff Schmidt. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, they have no idea what the hell they're getting into right now. And 10 years later, they're still rolling strong,
still
man.
Still rolling.
We appreciate them being with the station for all these years.
Absolutely. Guys who have, no matter what, have understood the bit. And Sean and Jeff and Jerry and everybody into the new regime.
They gather once in a while. We see them during the course of a year.
Oh, they'll come by. Because
they have a few beers.
Yeah, that's the one thing we know about our Budweiser friends.
Oh, yeah, they like being out and drinking.
Yes.
They'll gather.
Yes.
And that's
out with you guys. as an eight.
They definitely endorse their own product willingly and vehemently.
Yeah, they push those numbers.
They. By the way, that's pretty good music room out there.
It
Dirty
is.
Nellies. I've been on that stage a few different times. Sounds good and feels good on that stage too.
Well, they have a huge St. Patrick's Day bash. You know it's a big St. Patrick's Day when it runs for 3 days.
Wow.
With multiple live bands every day. They do it on the 12th. They're doing it on the 17th. They're doing it on the 19th. Just constant Irish food and music. So that's getting it done.
Brothers, 12th, 17th, and 19th. Gird your loins.
The loin girders will be together.
What you guys got today, fellas?
A lot of stuff. Yeah, Kelly Dwyer, the editor of the Ball Don't Lie blog.
My guy!
Is going to join us. Mark Gonzalez, Jason Cole will talk some football. Nice. Jimmy Phillips from the Northwestern AD.
Congratulate him.
Got to congratulate him because he's one of the top directors of athletics
in history
and recreation. I did not know that was part of his title.
And recreation. He puts together swing sets really, really well.
Exactly. We're going to ask him how he directs recreation.
Yeah. I want to know.
Let's get this hacky set going.
one of the better.
In other words, we'll congratulate him, give him 5 minutes worth of grief, and we'll be
right. We're doing a new Friday Funk. We decided it's a new one. We've done bad dates before, but we decided to make this
bad
one
dates.
Bad sports dates.
We don't know about that. I'm not. I don't have a great.
Ooh, I went
about
on
this,
one.
You went on a bad sports date?
Yes. The first time Nicole and I ever went out, we went to Red Lobster on our first date, and I was like, I can't crack the claws or whatever, and I'm like, I'm hungry as hell. I got two burgers on the way home when I dropped her off. And then the second date...
Wait, because you couldn't crack the claws properly?
Yeah, I hadn't had crab legs in forever, so... I was
diagnosed with them.
Got an ointment for that, Ter.
Did you pay for him, Jameis?
I love that.
Yeah, so, you do. So you didn't ask for help?
Well, I was a little embarrassed, and I was very hungry, and I was very, I was enthralled with this young woman. I was like, man, I don't
impress her with your crab leg acumen.
Right. So I put it down, and I just engaged in conversation while she ate. But our second date was... a Chicago Rush game in the skybox of the Chicago Rush. Ho, ho, ho.
Mike Alzamora.
It was me and Nicole and Dan Pompey and his family. And I tell you now, she almost didn't go out with me ever again. After that, well,
is it the Pompey family?
She's like, these are the people you know.
Family at the Super Bowl. I've never met his son. Oh, yes, man.
She.
How dare you?
I don't know. I don't know if you guys are going to believe this or not.
Yeah.
But she told me that I talk too much about myself.
Oh my!
Oh, she's right.
She listened to the show.
Oh my God, I think she's right.
She
listens.
Yeah, so I've dialed it back since then.
Oh no.
Not between 9 and 1.
No,
I was shooting my shot, man. I was trying to sell myself, trying to make sure she understood.
I understand.
Her next move was going to be her best move.
We got a pattern here. You got the talk coupons in school.
You ended up being right, though.
Yeah.
About the next move being their best.
You're
move.
Damn right. She hung on, and we're about to make this thing, the way it's supposed to be.
What?
Oh, it's love. Here we go.
What?
Yeah, I heard that too. What?
So how about the Bulls? Jimmy's coming back, fellas.
No, no. Jimmy's not coming back. She's not marrying Jimmy that I know of.
hey, be careful. The summer's long and it's wild.
If there's women can smell diamonds. If there is a ring in that house.
Wow.
If she's telling you, it happened to me.
Think there's a ring in the house?
That's what I'm wondering. If there's a ring there, she'll know. She will know, and she's going to say...
I'm so glad she didn't listen to the show. So glad.
She shouldn't listen to this. For sure.
No, she starts listening when you two come on.
That's what happened to me. She came home one day, she said, the ring's in the apartment, isn't it? And I was like, what? I don't know, huh? What? She goes, give it to me. Ask me to marry you. Give me
that
the ring.
That sounds so much like Beth. That's awesome.
She gangsted you into marriage.
I had just come back from the gym. I'm all sweaty. I'm sad. Like, what? Wait, hold on. What? She goes, your dad left some sort of weird voicemail message. So I know the ring is in the house. So ask me to marry you right now.
Bruce,
and I said,
what are you doing?
I haven't even talked to your dad yet. She goes, I'm going to get his number. He's in London. Call him and you talk to him right now. So I call him and like, hey, can I marry your daughter? He's like, yeah. yeah, please. And somebody take her. So I go to the ring, and she's like, get down on one knee. I was like, really? Seriously? Yeah.
You look like you're on one knee.
That's quite a first step.
To get down.
Get up on a step stool, actually.
And on March 20th, it'll be 17 years.
Man, ain't it beautiful?
Man.
Ain't it beautiful?
No wonder she's an event planner. She planned your proposal.
But it's the least romantic proposal in the history of proposals. No,
I've heard less, but I can't wait for this Bad Sports Dates Friday Funk. What time is it again?
4 o'clock. 4 o'clock.
All right, nice.
And then
nice.
The Jimmy Phillips thing is going to be fun too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We're awesome just dude.
Give him a bunch of crap and tell him to go away.
He's
should have taken the Illinois job.
You guys have fun in the desert, and I'll be looking forward to hearing that.
Yeah. Yes. I'm trying to make sure there's no scorpions in my drawers in the morning. You know, you got to shake out your clothes.
We won't be here. The scorpion.
Right. I believe.
Idiot.
Those things are scary.
Yeah. You got to shake out your shoes, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Got your shoes.
I don't know the scorpion rules. Or
I don't know the scorpion rules.
Yeah.
I don't know them.
Yeah.
Is it like a Tom Clancy book?
That's Sam Smith. Sam Smith wrote it, I believe.
The Pistons really roughed up those scorpions.
Tingling in the rectal area. Have that checked.
I have eaten one because they put them in
not for scorpions.
No, they don't taste like anything.
Not those things are scary. You don't want to be around those things.
Yeah, not at all.
No, but I had a fried one. It was good.
Really?
Yeah, it just tastes like fried stuff. You know.
So that's exciting.
Okay,
right, fellas,
I've never seen one.
Enjoy Dirty Nellies.
Oh,
we
will.
We love you.
Enjoy Arizona.
Safe travels.
Yes. We will. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you Monday. Man,
thank you for narking on me, Bernsie. The Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves.
He narked on himself.
Chicago Wolves host Milwaukee this Sunday at 3 for Mascot Day and a part of the Amtrak rivalry. There's no narking to be done. All right, Speaks. We got a plane to catch on Sunday, so I will see everybody at the airport. Mm-hmm. Shep will get there 10 hours before us so he can stake out the place, make sure that we know if there are any concealing carry laws that we will be breaking.
We're sending Shep to Case, Arizona for us before we get there.
And damn it, if there's a guy you need to case a joint,
it's
Cole City's finest, mm-hmm. Nick Shepkowski.
Find out where the golf carts are, Shep, so we can get rides back to our cabins late at night.
You can't. You got to learn from your mistakes.
Find me a jellyfish target.
Speaks, you have to learn from your mistakes.
I've heard that before as a sentence.
I will talk to you guys on Monday from Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah.
And make sure you're here tomorrow, Saturday, 1:55, because the Cubs will be on these airwaves.
Yes, sir.
Speaks, I'll see you at the airport.
All right, man. See you Sunday.
We'll talk to you guys on Monday. Enjoy Boris and Bernstein. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to 670 The Score.
We'll be back with more Boers and Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Is there a bigger disaster in sports right now than the New York Knicks? Forget the fact that they're 25-37 and again hopelessly out of the playoff picture. Forget the fact that they're 2-6 since Kurt Rambis took over as coach and are getting booed in Madison Square Garden. On Tuesday, Carmelo Anthony got into it with a heckler while the Knicks were being hammered, and the heckler was removed. The next day, Anthony issued an apology. Now Anthony says he didn't really mean his apology, that the Knicks put him up to it. Phil Jackson is being paid more than $12 million a year to pull this ship off the bottom of the ocean. He overpaid to keep Anthony, keeps changing coaches, and other than Kristaps Porzingis, has done nothing right. Can the next coming of Isaiah Thomas running the team be far away? It would be funny if it weren't so sad. I'm John Feinstein.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. You want to know why we're number one? Because we're winners. In fact, if we're not doing your mortgage, you're not getting the best deal. Plain and simple. Make your mortgage great again and apply at thehomeloanexpert.com. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
going on now. Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series Studio Monitors, buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha synths and keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right, get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-476-0793. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-476-0793.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com. Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Limousines. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich, and I was just obsessing about it, and I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those. So Saturday, I went out, and I got, you know, all the accoutrement, and then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
It's Friday.
Oh, you idiots.
Wow. Apologize for that. So that's what the leaders are going to be facing. That is a scary whole location there.
Hey, guys, that's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. All right? I mean, come on.
Jaylen Brown doing it all. This guy has come to work. Give this guy a gold star. Pac-12 Conference of Champions. This guy is a champion of the human spirit.
Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton will be the next president of the United States. Now, Bernie Sanders is a racist. Is not a racist. Is a socialist.
Partying. Stephen Hawkins. Partying.
Roll Tide.
Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the week.
All right, we're back. Bob and Hackensack, what's up, Bob?
A question about Chris Rock, what he said about, like, with the race in sports and the dominance. You know, they have the Rooney Rule in football and the Bud Selig Rule in baseball. Well, how come they don't have it for American Indians?
Oh, stop, guys. I mean, why are we doing
this? Because if I am American Indian...
What kind of Indian are you? What
American
tribe?
Indian.
What
Sioux
tribe?
Indian.
Sioux. Where are you from? What state?
I'm actually from New Jersey, but my...
What state are you... Wait, from what state? What state are they from?
It's my great-great-great-grandfather.
Where's he from?
I have to look it up.
Yeah, you don't even know what state he grew up in. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm buying it. Yeah.
Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes after work.
Oh, God.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do.
Looking forward to the weekend.
The United States lives for Friday.
Boars and Bernstein.
Today's Friday for us.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And a very pleasant afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained, perhaps have a Larry too along the way. Hey, loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. Sure, why not? This is radio's best combination of...
Embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bors.
I'm Dan Bernstein. We have Kelly Dwyer talking basketball with us at 2 o'clock. Mark Gonzalez on the White Sox at 2:40. Jason Cole with some NFL stuff. He had an interesting report that we will discuss regarding the condition of Andrew Luck. A little bit of breaking news there. That's at 3, second half at 3:30. Friday, Fung at 4. That is your stories of bad sports dates. Jamal Mayers on the Blackhawks at 4:40, and Northwestern Director of Athletics and Recreation, Jim Phillips.
Yeah, we want to recreate.
Joins us at 5. It's the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour, Year 10. We are at Dirty Nelly's in Palatine. Yeah. And already we've got our brotastic buddies here settling in for their first beers of the day, and we're big with babies and toddlers too. That's always great to have the family outing here. I know we're huge among babies. Babies love them. They got their babies out here. It's going to be a wonderful day for them. And
now what he's trying to say in the long form is that we're overrun by unattractive people. That's what you're trying
to
say.
Well, we always are.
Yeah,
we've been doing it for 10 years.
I understand.
And a guy
that
did come by earlier. I don't see him now. There was an old guy in a White Sox jersey who introduced himself as Bob from Elmwood Park. Oh, did I say Sox for Gonzalez? I misspoke. I'm sorry. Mark Gonzalez is covering the Cubs. We did Dan Hayes yesterday with the White Sox. So Cub thoughts from Gonzo, of course.
Mm-hmm.
312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bors and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live. streaming 670thescore.com.
Texting
at 67011. The text zone is brought to you by Grossinger. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Boers_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. There's Boers and Bernstein.com and the radio.com app. You use that to bring the show with you on your mobile device. Our engineer is Dave Miska.
It would be funny if it weren't so sad. I'm John Fine.
He is the mayor. He's my guy, my CPA, my CPR, my ENT, my EMT, and the mayor of Markham. Oh, Markham.
At the Score Studios, Matt Abaticola.
Hey, let's talk about that a little bit with a guy like Carter who has a diverse skill set. You're a good player now. If you want to be special, what kind of things does he need
special,
to do?
Special, very simple. He's got to get his body. He's got a great package. But you can't show your package, you know, without a great engine to run it. That's being your body.
Again, at the combine.
He's got a terrific package.
You can't at the combine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it happened at the combine.
You can absolutely show your package at the combine.
In the middle of the 40-yard dash, and everybody can see
it.
It's
the new event. Woo! He's got a terrific package. Yes, he does.
Chris Tannehill.
Phenomenal atmosphere here in McHale. I just hope the fans stay standing all night long.
I hope you don't. You're welcome to sit down anytime. This must be the first night of this new leaf that you're turning over.
Leaf, here we go.
Karzewski.
Are you all right?
I've missed you. It's been a week.
I can tell.
Captain Indestructo.
A couple of Bears things first before we get basketball at the top. But a couple of Bears things. I know we've got to hit an update here. John Fox wants to get rid of Martellus Bennett. And that's clear, and we've known that. But they're not going to do it unless they have what my source tells me is described as a trusted replacement. That conversations are ongoing. Ideally, they can lock down a possibility for a free agent. And I know you can forget whatever you hear about the non-tampering period and all that. You can talk to agents. You can find out who might want to go where without anything being official. So the Bears want to make sure that they don't move Bennett without having some kind of fallback option because they don't believe they have that right now. But make no mistake, John Fox would like to be rid of him. Everything you thought about all of his lack of endorsements and any opportunity and how things all went down last year. They're tired of it. And they
John
don't.
Is anyway. I mean, we're not including Ryan Pace in it, but John is just, this is his thing, man.
And George McCaskey, all that stuff about Matt Forte and will he go to the Packers? He goes, don't even go there. You didn't re-sign him. What do you care? When you don't sign a guy, he's a free agent. And then another team is allowed to sign him. I don't know if this concept is lost on him or the fact that numerous former Bears have gone on to play for the Green Bay Packers, including but not limited to Julius Peppers.
No, Eddie Lacy's losing weight. He looks good.
And Jim McMahon.
Jim McMahon.
Steve McMichael.
Didn't know he was there, but he was there.
Right, but seriously, anything else is just meatball pandering. What do you care?
You'll boo him if he's a Packer.
Oh, jeez. Don't even go there.
Don't even go there. So what if he's a Packer? Made your call. You can't worry about where he goes.
No, Eddie Lacy's losing. He understood it. See, Eddie Lacy got it. Have you seen him? Tubby, not so tubby.
Scoreboard update.
And good afternoon from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Jordan Bernfield. The Cats host Nebraska this Sunday. Tickets at NUSports.com. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports today. The Bears and the agent for Martellus Bennett working on a trade to send the tight end down to Chicago. Bennett had a rocky season with new management, skipped the voluntary portions of last offseason while seeking a new contract. Bears chairman George McCaskey joined Mully and David Haugh on the Score this morning and said he is not getting involved in those talks.
Marty's been a great player for us, very dynamic at his position, very talented, and he's under contract. But I leave all that in the capable hands of Ryan and Jeff.
Letting the people he hired do their jobs, free agency begins on Wednesday. Meantime, Bulls return to practice this morning at the Advocate Center, and while it's not official that Jimmy Butler will return to the lineup tomorrow night, it appears to be the plan. The guard has not played in the Bulls' last 11 contests, a stretch in which the Bulls have lost 8 of those games. Bulls play host to the Rockets, a Saturday night showdown tomorrow. College hoops today. Arch Madness ongoing in the Arch City, the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. Loyola hanging tough with Wichita State. They are leading the top-ranked Shockers in the Valley right now, 43-39, middle of the second half. Baseball, the Cubs open Sloan Park for the first time this spring. They've got the Angels this afternoon in Arizona. Pierce Johnson will make the start against Jared Weaver in spring action. Jason Hayward bats third for Joe Maddon's club today. Javi Baez is playing first base. White Sox home to take on the Indians in Glendale. Jacob Turner against Trevor Bauer. And the Blackhawks back on the ice Sunday when they welcome the hated Red Wings to the United Center. They do have practice tomorrow. Build your morning any way you want with a delicious breakfast sandwich from Subway. Try the Black Forest ham, egg white, and cheese on flatbread, or build your own. With your choice of cheese, veggies, proteins like hearty steak, and even jalapenos, Subway Sandwich Shop, fresh is what we do. I'm Jordan Burnfield. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
You know, John Fox has done this for so long now, a couple different places. And everywhere he's been, you can ask the people who are around him, you can ask his coaches, you can ask the owner, whatever they were, it's his way. It's not you're going to be under contract, but I really don't want to live up to the contract. They should come in and bitch at you. That's not part of his deal. I mean, that isn't how he operates. Maybe some coaches could overlook it or say, okay, we'll work this out, because Pete Carroll's done it with his brother, with Michael Bennett, who does the same thing. He signs a contract, plays a year. He's got 3 years left. He's in looking for a new contract. But somehow Pete Carroll and his people work it out. They don't let him go. They don't say, all right, why don't you just hit the bricks? But John Fox doesn't want to put up with it. I mean, he never has. It's just the way he runs the thing. That's not surprising. He does not have a replacement, though.
No, Pace knows it. He also knows that the market's going to be weird, because on the one hand, you would think that this year, having a commodity of a tight end, a multifaceted, talented tight end who athletically is as good as anybody overall and isn't 30 yet, yep, that would have a ton of value. But when the league knows you probably don't want him and might be likely to waive him anyway, there's no reason for them to give up an asset. The only thing that you can do is hope that the player and the agent are working hard to find a place where he wants to be. Adam Schefter's report has said that would be your leverage there, is if Martellus Bennett himself says, look, he would like to go to this team, and then the next thing you know, you're able to work out something where they say, yeah, this is worth a fifth
I would find it difficult. I would probably be the answer to Dr. Death coaching a team. But I would find it difficult, and I know, like I say, Pete Carroll and you know, they find their way around it. They managed to keep Michael Bennett around. I think they kept him happy again this offseason. But I at some point, you've just had enough. At some point, I'm trying to coach this team. This is we're trying to get this where we want to get it. I'm just starting this project, and I've got a guy that's got two valid years left on his contract, so he doesn't want to play. That's showing up. I mean, that's not how you build what he wants to build. And if you notice, what's important to him, and it seems important to his players, is that they believe in him. They believe in everything he does. They like the way he does business. They want to play for him. They're eager to play for him, which I think was proved out during the season. I believe I saw that. I think that's what we were seeing.
And I asked one of my Bears sources, how would you compare or contrast this to the situation with Brandon Marshall? And what I was told was, it's not that it's not quite as urgent from all levels of the organization.
No.
This is much more Fox driven, where the Brandon Marshall was everybody on board from the very top. Whatever you got to do, please launch get rid of this guy, because it's just enough already. Everybody in the locker room wanted him gone. Everybody in the office wanted him gone, and they were able to do it. This is a case where people don't actively dislike Martellus all the time.
No,
he has his moods. There are times where he just pains your ass, and this is really Fox driven, where he doesn't want him in his locker room, doesn't want him in his building.
Well, and I mean, I think it's fair. If there's some other, you know, if there's something else going on, well, we know what's going on, because you have valid years on your contract, and you decide, well, I'm not gonna show up for that. I'm not gonna show up for that. Remember, he didn't show up for anything when he was under contract, and his brother does the same thing. I just, you know, at some point, if you're coaching this team, and you're coaching a bad team, you're coaching a team that's really struggled, you're coaching a team, and you want this team to, for whatever reason, to be a reflection of you. You want this a certain way, and that's how Fox wants it done. You can't put up with that.
This expected text here regarding George McCaskey from the 815. Packers are Bears rivals. Bennett is gone because he said he didn't watch the Bears-Packers game. It matters, Bernstein. It's football, not liberal awareness.
What?
Huh?
No, that's not the reason, because he didn't watch the game. I mean, there's a lot of things going on.
It doesn't matter if Matt Forte signs with the Packers. It doesn't matter one bit.
Actually, you know what? That'd be a good signing for them.
And for, sure it would. And for the owner,
trust Eddie Lacy.
Don't go there. If you're worried about that, then don't let him become a free agent. That's just silly that you're pandering to the dumbest part of your fan base. It's not necessary. We're Boers and Bernstein. We're at Dirty Nellies and Palatine, the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. Stop on by. You might win Bulls Knicks tickets, and you certainly will have plenty of ice-cold Bud Light, because we have that for you, as we will for the next how many months? We're going to be doing this next six
December.
Months or so. Into December, so more than that. You got the score.
This is the new radio home of the Cubs.
Cubs win the ball game.
Listen to every Cubs game right here.
What a finish at Wrigley.
Sports Radio 670.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not... Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha.
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Going on now, Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors, buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha synths and keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right, get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
Be wise. Be ready. Wise Food Stores provides ready-made gourmet meals with an amazing 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious gourmet food. Why waste your next emergency on an empty stomach? Call today at 855-401-0959. That's 855-401-0959 to order or request a free sample. Be wise. Be ready.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score, no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
CBS Monday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com Chicago Sports Station.
Marty's been a great player for us. Very dynamic at his position, very talented, and he's under contract. But I leave all that in the capable hands of Ryan and John. I am a big fan. Our entire family very passionate about the Bears, and that can be dangerous. You know, you don't want a medal. If you want what's best for the Bears, you need to stay out of the way and let the pros do their jobs.
George McCaskey, words to live by. He doesn't want a medal. Well, I don't think he does, by the way. I don't hear anything about him messing around with any of this stuff. So he's sticking to that. I will say this, that I think that aside from Martellus, you know, trying to get rid of him and find another guy to play tight end, which is difficult because there just aren't any out there. But I think one of the more valuable free agents in this entire thing, when I look at the list of guys that are out there, is Forte.
Yeah, the problem is that the history of contracts given to 30-something running backs.
And I know.
Everyone looks at it. And regardless of what you think of him and how healthy he is at the very moment, the comps are bad.
Oh, I know they're bad.
It's usually a really bad idea. Even if you think he could help you, generally those contracts are still a bad idea.
Well,
You're much better off going younger and getting somebody who you can just plug in and run the hell out of
them. What are you talking about here for him? 3 years, $9 million? I mean, isn't that what the market is for those guys, or is it a little more than that?
I don't know. It's changed now because you get so many of these prove-it one-year deals now that have become popular.
Yeah.
And then there are enough teams with enough money, and you have the fact that Forte, at this stage of his career, can decide where he wants to play. And it's not necessarily about going for every last dollar. I mean, he'll play somewhere, but the history suggests that those are bad deals.
Yeah, there's guys that have sort of moved around of late, older running backs, actually older than him, that have done okay. I mean, generally you get through the first year. I'm not sure after the second and third, but if you can make something out of that year on a good team, and I don't know where the Packers stand. I know they're arguing about signing free agents because the part of the thing is Mike McCarthy is saying, hey, dude, you know, we asked you last year, we needed some help, and we didn't get any help, and we got swamped. And our quarterback is 32 and beaten the living bejesus out of him last year. So it's like, a lot of teams who ordinarily wouldn't be involved in the market, or would I think the Packers might be involved more in market, not necessarily for Forte, but some other people, because you're going to find some teams that normally aren't really that searching for free agent types like them. I think they're going to be looking around.
Yeah, because Doug Martin is available as a running back with a pair of 1,400-yard seasons. Brad Biggs put together the list in the tribute today of all of these guys.
Did a nice job with it, yeah.
And he also has Lamar Miller as a sought-after free agent, and Forte not on this list. Not in the top 25 free agents. The only running backs on the list are Lamar Miller, who is ranked 18th, and Doug Martin, who is ranked 8th. But Forte not in the top 25.
Yeah, Martin's coming off another. Was it this year at 1,400 yards again? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Again. So I think I disagree with that. I think he is. I think I'm not talking about for 3 years. Maybe you're going to end up eating some bad contract. I think for a year here or so that he can help a really good team. And there's always teams that are sort of searching around and looking. And I agree, the running back, you find those guys. You find Chris Ivory standing there in the corner. You say, hey, come on, come over here and work for us. But I think for a year, and he's in pretty good shape. He hasn't been beaten to a pulp yet. I just think that's a pretty good signing. And I'd say it is one of the best 25 signings, depending on which team he goes to.
I don't know. He's a 30-plus running back. Generally, those are the reason he's not on this list is because of the history of those signings, which generally don't work out. And I'm not quite sure what he's pretty good at everything.
That's what I mean.
He's not great at anything.
Right. Pretty good at everything. No, it can help you in a lot of different ways. because I watch a lot of guys who can't block anybody. Where'd he go? What was I supposed to do? Well, block him. I mean, I see a lot of guys that struggle with that. Even if you want to help yourself a little bit doing that, I think there's a lot of ways that he can help you without him getting beat to a pulp. That's all. I just think he's knowing him and how he works out, how he stays in shape, how fit he is, I think he can help you. But I think he's got to go to the right team. I mean, there's no sense going to a turd team, and there's plenty of those.
The second team or a turd team.
Yeah, you don't want to go to one of those because that's just a waste of time. You want to go to somewhere where you can win.
Well, there is a name on there that at least piqued the interest of one of our listeners, our emailers, and Stonecutter wanted to bounce this off us.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I've been trying to find a path out of the football wilderness for the Bears, and I keep starting with the defense, and then I throw up before I get more than one move into it. Then yesterday, we found out Alex Mack opted out of his contract with the Browns. And Alex Mack, the Browns center, is ranked here by Brad Biggs as the number 10 overall free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Says, how about this? You sign Alex Mack. You have the money to do so. And if you can't pull a free agent out of Cleveland, you should fold the franchise. You put Mack at center. You move Long back to right guard. Your interior line is Slauson, Mack, Long. Then you pick the best tackle on the board at 11. You won't get Tunsil, but you should have your pick of Stanley, Decker, or Conklin. I know they like Charles Leno Jr. at left, but come on. It's the second most important position on the field. You want to run a prospect out there, might top out at a B-. So left to right on the line, you would have first rounder, Slauson, Mack, Long, and either Leno or some stiff at right tackle. You stop messing around with Martellus because he isn't football-y enough for the football sociopaths. You make sure he's there to block and catch. You have Cutler, Jeffrey, two serviceable to good running backs. You pray Kevin White's good. Most importantly, you don't have to deal with the Hronis Grassou show at center. Assuming you can scout the right guy, you'd have 4/5 of the line locked down. And if you can't scout the right guy, it's all moot anyway. Do that, and you can get some semblance of a running game going when you need it. And you have, in theory, three targets for Jay to throw to and enough time for him to get it there. And then you have whatever it is, 8 or 9 other draft picks and several million dollars to get the defense to average. But at least you'd have a competent NFL offense. You can't fix this defense in 1 year.
No. I had no problem with that. Alex Mack, that's fine. Good signing. Yeah, I'd take that. I'd take a look at that offensive line. Yeah, I'm not crazy about it because you have to move here and move here. And then when I hear you like Charles Leno, I go,
It's not a sexy signing, but Alex Mack is a terrific
solid
center.
Yeah, I would have no problem with that. That'd be okay. I mean, if I'm looking there, I don't know if that's the biggest problem, but if you think that would up your line a little bit and give Kyle Long somewhere actually to play and stay, I would have no problem with that.
I don't look at free agent signings have to be targeted at the way you describe it, your biggest problem. I think your free agent signing is part of what you do to try to make your team good. And it doesn't always have to address your biggest problem. I think some of the biggest mistakes in free agency can be made
directly chasing net.
Right, trying to think that you're solving your biggest problem by just throwing money at a guy that another team didn't want.
Yeah, I would have no problem with that. Injury history okay on him? Is he all right?
I don't know. But that's the kind of outside-the-box thinking, though, that the Bears are going to need, rather than just sort of saying, all right, they could use a guy here, so sign a guy here, because it doesn't necessarily work.
Yeah, at some point in time, in the very near future, you're going to have to be good at something. The Bears, you're going to have something set and something you're really good at. And right now, I thought last year, I wasn't sure what that was. I couldn't pick out one thing. I said, I think they're pretty good at that. I didn't see it long enough where you saw a flash here, flash there, nothing that I said they're very good at. And you also, and I think you can do this in the draft. You have to have somebody that's playing linebacker. There's an actual linebacker. I got to have that. I got to have someone with an ass on him. I got to have somebody that's just going to knock your mm-hmm. I can't have those two guys running around in circles not knowing where they're going. I mean, I have a guy standing there that says, come here. Come over here. See what I got for you. That you're not going to block, that you're not going to move around and fool on every play, apparently. I mean, I think there's
regardless
there's
of where these guys come from, the Bears' defense needs to be more disruptive.
Yeah.
There needs to be more tipped balls, more picks, more worry that an offense, especially working in the middle of the field, has some concerns in there, and they didn't. That was targeted. If you watched what Washington did to them, if you watched where the soft spots were, it was getting backs and tight ends free over the middle all too easily. And unless that pass got batted down, that's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yards.
Yeah.
And they can you can fix that if you can get guys who can run with tight ends, especially the new kinds of tight ends. And even Adrian Amos, as highly praised as he was for having a very solid rookie year, especially, I mean, he probably overperformed his fifth-round pick status without question, making some all-rookie teams. But you got to blow people up. You got to make a play on the ball. You got to separate guys from the ball, and they just there were not enough disruptors. I don't care where they come from. I don't care if it's free agency or the draft, and anywhere on that defense, you know, they really need five techniques, and I don't see those in the draft. They need guys who can stand head over a tackle, and do more than just hold the ground. I mean, they've got to win at the point of attack against tackles.
Yeah, I think this is one of those things. You're not going to. I don't think you're going to take a quantum leap with this draft and this free agents. And judging by your free agents last year, for the love of God, just Ryan, find somebody who can actually get on the field. Just do me a favor. Just do something really like wild when you look at free agents to get somebody that's on the field that's not apparently dead. So I mean, you spent a lot of money there and you wasted it, and now you got a lot of money. You got plenty of money to spend. You could waste some more if you find a guy that sits over there in the sideline all day long. But you can start to turn this defense with a couple right guys. You can start to turn it a little bit. You can. You get a guy to play linebacker for sure. We're like your guy Raglan. And the first mock draft I saw, that's what the Bears have is him.
He's a thumper.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want a thumper. I don't want a guy looking around seeing what's going on. I want somebody to thump you. I mean, I would start there with that pick.
Kelly Dwyer of Ball Don't Lie at Yahoo is going to talk some NBA with us next. So keep it here on Boers and Bernstein on The Score.
Mowing. And Hanley here. Right now, you are listening to Boers and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us.
That's right. We're live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports stories.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We wake up early just for you, Chicago.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, and before I was the home loan expert, I sold houses. I know every step of the home buying process, and I'll tell you this. The housing market is hot, and you're going to need a strong lender that knows how to get your deal done. Get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Going on now, Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors, buy one, get one half off, up to $300 off select Yamaha synths and keyboards, or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right, get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
The past crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week's most popular music. 23 years ago, 1993.
Number three.
Dr. Dre, Nothing But a G Thing.
It's like this and like that and like this and a, it's like that.
Number two.
Peebo Bryson, A Whole New World. And the number one song this week, 23 years ago in 1993. Snow, Informer.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential.